السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. May Allah Ta'ala also love us for whose sake we love one another. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all a respectable debt on Iman and unite us with our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Jannatul Firdaus. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا. إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا. خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا. وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا. ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا. صدق اللہ العظیم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, may Allah grant me sincerity, grant the listeners sincerity. The sincerity of the audience have a direct effect on the speaker. Like how magnet attracts steel, the sincerity of the students and the audience have an effect on the speaker. Whatever advice is going to be shared is first for me. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those that are sitting in this gathering. We don't know what good actions y'all are doing in secret that is beloved to Allah, and Allah will grant us y'all Jannah very easily. And I don't know what shortcomings of mine Allah can take me to task with. And may Allah protect me, may end up in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Iman is between khawf, hope in the mercy of Allah, fear the punishment of Allah, and we hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever little good action we do, attributed is a guidance and tawfiq of Allah. Is not our intelligence, is not our English, is not our Arabic or Urdu or any good language. It is the guidance and tawfiq of Allah that we are able to learn and teach the authentic teachings of the Quran. And may Allah guide us to become good practicing Muslims. I have recited verses from Para 22, Surah Ahzab, Ayat number 63 till number 68. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining the correct verses of the Quran, the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people that worship one Allah, the last and final Nabi of Allah is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last and final authentic book of Allah is the Quran, the glorious Quran Sharif. Life in this world is short. One day we are going to pass away. Whether you are rich or poor, the rich person have to obey the commands of Allah in his richness. And if Allah made somebody poor, the poor person have to obey the commands of Allah in his poorness. And good actions will give us Jannah, paradise. And sins and disobedience to Allah will take people towards Jahannam and hellfire. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some arrogant people, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and the famous proud and arrogant non-Muslims that were living those times, they were proud of their wealth, they were proud of their military strength, and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a sarcastic manner, that when will Qiyamah come? You are speaking about the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala revealed verses of the Quran. People ask you about the Qiyamah, when it is going to come, say, the knowledge about it is only with Allah. You will be surprised to know that perhaps Qiyamah is very close. One, the various answers Rasulullah gave at different occasions. Once a Muslim asked Rasulullah, when will Qiyamah come? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, what preparation that you made for the day of Qiyamah that you are asking for Qiyamah to come? And when a person passes away, he don't get a chance and opportunity to do any more good actions. And the moment that comes, that person's Qiyamah has already come. We don't know how many minutes we got left, how many hours, how many weeks, how many years, or how many months we got to live. But that is most uncertain. After Iman, the most important quality that we supposed to possess is to read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. 5 times a day the Muazzin give Azan, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah. Come to Salah, come to success. And Fajr time is added, As-Salatu khayrun min an-nawm. That Salah is better than sleep. We in South Africa, we are going towards the summer months where Isha is getting later and Fajr is getting early. Sleep early, my brothers. Don't waste our time behind the shaitan box, watching professional sports, watching immoral films, listening to music, looking at the immoral pictures on the shaitan box, and the character of our children, the character of the adults also gets spoiled by watching immoral films. May Allah protect me, protect our youth, and protect everybody from those sins that are disliked by Allah, that will spoil our character. And it is very, very important that we have to believe in every verse of the Quran. And there are certain major sins which Allah Ta'ala has made it clear in the Quran, which we all have to abstain from. Homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, zina, speaking lies, slandering people, making false stories about people. These are all major sins which Allah must protect us and protect everybody. And whoever does not take Rasulullah as the final Nabi of Allah, they go out of the fold of Islam. Whoever rejects any verse of the Quran, they go out of the fold of Islam. May Allah protect us. Sometimes out of ignorance, people see certain things. Appreciate the advices of our respected ulama-i-kiram, especially the Friday Jummah platform, come early. Listen from beginning to end. Send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasas and the Hifzul Quran classes. From a young age, they learn the correct qidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have to show respect to every Sahabi and companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Has Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, has Umar radiyallahu anhu, has Uthman radiyallahu anhu, has Ali radiyallahu anhu. Those Sahaba that took part in Ghazwa-e Badr, Ghazwa-e Uhud, Ghazwa-e Tabuk, Ghazwa-e Hunain, etc. Those Muslims who seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and learned Islam directly from the company of Rasulullah, we have to have sincere love and respect for them. And anybody shows any disrespect to the Sahabi of Rasulullah, indirectly he will be showing disrespect to the authentic hadiths of Rasulullah that are mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, our respected ulama ikram in the Darul Ulooms, 6-7 hours of the day, all the academic discussions regarding hadith, fiqh, regarding the fiqh of Islam according to the four mazhab of Islam, fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. And the ulama simplified it and made simple textbooks regarding salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. for our afternoon maktab madrasas in different languages. You get them in the English language, in the Urdu language, and some are translated into the local African language in Zulu, etc. So from a young age, send our children to those madrasas, and where the language the children understand, those textbooks are used by those ustads, so that the children learn correctly and properly. And whoever, aliyazu billah, does not take Rasulullah as the final Nabi, do not accept the Quran as the final book of Allah, goes out of the correct aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah by showing disrespect to the Sahaba and the companions of Rasulullah, they go out of the fold of Islam. And there's a very severe warning. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Verily Allah has cursed the disbelievers, the non-Muslims, and prepared a severe fire of Jahannam for them. May Allah protect us. Today we need to choose our friends. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضٌ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, the best of friends will become enemies unless those friends that did good actions together. One is the program that takes place in the masjid, whether on a Thursday night, 40 durood or a zikrullah majlis, and some advice are given by the imams of the masjid, or there's a Quran tafsir lesson after any faraz salah by the imam or any guest speakers, etc. Take part in all these programs. And see, we are head to toe full of mistakes. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. We all make mistakes, but opportunity of making tawbah istighfar is given during our five-time salah, during Friday, Jummah time, to educate ourselves on our wrongs. And you have to choose good practicing Muslims as our leaders also. Say on the day of Qiyamah, when people were sent to Jahannam, they will curse their friends that taught them the wrong things. And even those leaders that taught them wrong things. Allah says in this verse, Surah Ahzab, Para 22, Ayat number 68 and 67. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. The people of Jahannam, they will say, our Rabb, our leaders that taught us the wrong things, we did wrong things. And you punish these leaders, give them double the punishment. Because of them we are in Jahannam. But it will be too late. We have to, from beforehand, sometimes something is in haram, we have to follow our desire. Say there's difference of opinion. There's no difference of opinion when it comes to music is haram. There's no difference of opinion showing respect to the Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and all the Sahaba. There's no difference of opinion in having respect for every hadith of Rasulullah that mentioned Bukhari, Muslim, etc. So we must say, I made a mistake. Don't justify our wrongs. When Nabi Adam alayhi salam was taken out of Jannah through the whispers of shaitan, he ate from the forbidden tree. يرساج ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. We must also read this daily after every Farz Salah and also recite istighfar in abundance. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah min kulli zambi wa atubu ilayh. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursil as-samaa'a 'alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin. By reading istighfar in abundance, Allah sent beneficial rains. Married couples, Allah will give them healthy, pious children. And Allah give us barakah in our rozi and in our sustenance. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing on those little advices that have been shared.